Classic Hits 99.7 KFRC. It's Cammie and Dean here this morning. 6:14, morning fog. Cooler inland highs expected, mid-80s.
So have you ever watched a movie with your kids to try and explain history? Like, have you ever, I don't know, come to a situation like maybe your kids are studying something in school and you don't really remember how it goes, so you watch a movie instead?
Glory. Denzel Washington, Glory.
Oh, right. That was about
Civil War.
Yeah.
Glory.
See, for Civil War, I've always gone to Gone with the Wind.
That? Okay, sure, that would work.
You know, kind of from the Southern states perspective.
That's more of a female Civil War movie.
Yeah.
Well, you mean it wasn't all about the outfits and the 17-inch waistline and the corsets? No?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Because I know that a lot of times it's easier, in a way, to kind of watch the movie and kind of rely on the movie to tell what happened.
Right.
I know that I learned everything I thought I knew about the Depression by watching The Sting.
The Sting?
I mean Paper Moon. Paper Moon.
Okay. How about Grapes of Wrath?
See, I should have. I've never seen Grapes of Wrath all the way through. And you know what else? I learned all about the Black Sox thing from 8 Men Out.
Right.
That was a good movie.
The Sting would have been teaching kids to be con artists.
That's right.
I think my kids have watched that without me because they seem to already know that.
That works. Yeah.
I don't know. What movies have you watched with your family to kind of show them the way things are, kind of explaining, or sometimes for emotional lessons, you know, sort of how to deal with things? 888-456-KFRC. I mean, I know that, like, some people have watched Kramer versus Kramer.
Divorce.
Yeah. Sort of a way to sort of show how things sometimes work out.
Hmm. Yeah. What other history ones? Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Spielberg
does.
That's a good D-Day.
You know, Munich's another one.
Yeah. That's a good D-Day. Right. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I think people are getting their history from the movies rather than the books. I don't know if it's a good idea, but it certainly is entertaining. I'd rather do that than from Cliff Notes. At least you get sort of, you know, a more fleshed out version.
Well, I don't have time to go back to a full year of school anymore.
So you just go to Blockbuster instead.
Pop in a movie and get my fix.
That's what it takes.
When can entertainment be educational? Where are there certain movies that you watch with your family to kind of explain, you know, certain eras of history? Got a whole bunch of them. What's yours?
I didn't watch this with my children because they're all grown, but if you really want to see a movie that shows the effects of the Depression, try Cinderella Man.
You know what? I did watch that with my kids, and it had a huge impact on them. They couldn't believe that somebody would be so wealthy and then suddenly, a couple years later, unable to pay the power bill.
I know. It's a shocker, isn't it? And it really shows. I mean, here's a mother and her children stealing wood from the bottom of a billboard so they can burn it keep warm. I mean, if there's anything that won't show, that's it.
And one of the best lines in the movie, they say, "What are you fighting for?" He goes, "Milk."
Literally.
Hi, KFRC.
What about Schindler's List?
That's a great one to show about the Holocaust.
Sure.
You're right.
Yeah.
Hi, KFRC. Hello.
You know, a couple that I've used for my kids was Little Big Man.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, for the Indians. And then there was a mini-series came back in the 70s called Centennial.
Right!
It was perfect for Western expansion and settlement and the conflict.
Okay, what about Roots? Roots,
but
certainly.
You're right, as far as the mini-series go, that was quite educational.
It was
slavery and such? Yeah, sure. Hi, KFRC.
I think the best movie that you watch with your family for learning moral lessons is Fiddler on the Roof.
Cammie and Dean here. It is 6:30 and good morning.
Hey, we were just talking about movies. This is so cool. If you want to go to the Academy Awards, you can.
Really?
Possibly, yeah. They're actually doing a thing where you can win seats on the red carpet in those bleachers right above the red carpet. You have 1 week to enter a drawing for one of the 300 bleacher seats. You can apply online at oscars.org/bleachers until September 25th at noon. That will be the end date, and they'll pull the 300 winners. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be fun.
KFRC.